on the leading edge of reaping the benefits of what those past generations asked for. At the same time, you are continuing to ask, and you are now summoning, and on it goes. So, can you see how, if you can find a way to allow it, there is an avalanche of well-being at your fingertips, ripe for your plucking, provided you are in vibrational alignment with it? And can you see why, since there is never a crowd on the leading edge, you are not going to have a lot of people you can talk to about this? These days, there are some people experiencing intense hardships or traumas, and because of how they are living right now, their asking is in a heightened and intense place. And because of the intensity of their request, Source is responding in kind. And although the person who is doing the asking is usually so involved in the trauma that they are not personally receiving the benefit of their own asking, future generations, or even current generations who are not right now disallowing, are receiving the benefit of that asking. We are giving this to you by way of helping you understand. There is an unlimited stream of well-being and an abundance of all manner of things available to you at all times, but you must be in alignment with the receiving of those things. You cannot stand in resistance of them and receive them at the same time. Open the floodgates and let your well-being flow in. See yourself, right where you are now, as the beneficiary of the powerful stream of well-being. Try to imagine that you are basking in the flow of this powerful stream. Make an effort to feel yourself as the leading edge beneficiary of this unlimited stream, and smile and try to accept that you are worthy of it. Your ability to feel your worthiness of the powerful stream of well-being will undoubtedly depend on what is happening in your life right now. Under some conditions, you feel utterly blessed, and under others, you feel not so blessed, and it is our desire that as you read this book, you will come to understand that to the degree you feel blessed and expect good things to flow to you, this indicates the level of your state of allowing, and to the degree that you do not feel blessed, where you do not expect good things to come to you, this indicates your degree of resistance. And it is our desire that as you continue to read, you will feel able to release any habits of thought that have resulted in your disallowing of the stream. We want you to understand that if it were not for resistant thoughts you have picked up along your physical trail that are not in vibrational alignment with the stream of well-being, you would be, right now, a full receiver of that stream, for you are a literal extension of it. You, and how you feel, is all that is responsible for whether you let in your inheritance of well-being or not. And while those around you may influence you, more or less, to allow or not allow that stream, it is ultimately all up to you. You can open the floodgates and let in your well-being, or you can choose thoughts that keep you pinched off from what is yours. But whether you allow it or resist it, the stream is constantly flowing to you, never ending, never tiring, always there for your reconsideration. You are in the perfect position to get there from here. Nothing has to change in your environment or in the circumstances that surround you for you to begin to deliberately allow your own connection to the stream of well-being. You could be in prison. You could have been diagnosed with a terminal illness. You could be facing bankruptcy, or you could be in the middle of a divorce. Still, you are in the perfect place, right now, to begin. And we also want you to understand that this will not require a great deal of time, for it only requires a simple understanding of the universal laws and a determination to move forward in the state of allowing. When you drive your vehicle from place to place, you have an awareness of your starting place as well as an awareness of where you're going. You accept that you cannot get there instantaneously. You accept that you will travel the distance, and in time you will arrive at your destination. And while you may feel anxious to get there and maybe even tire of the journey, you do not get so discouraged at the midway mark that you just turn around and go back to your starting place. You do not drive back and forth and back and forth from your starting place to the midway point, and then finally collapse from the never-ending journey. You do not announce your inability to accomplish your journey. You accept the distance between your starting place and where you desire to be, and you continue to move in the direction of your destination. You understand what is required, and you do it. And we want you to come to know that the journey between where you are now and where you want to be on all subjects can be just as easily understood. Chapter 8. You are a vibrational transmitter and receiver. Now you are ready to understand the most essential part of controlling, creating, and enjoying your physical life experience. Even more than the material being that you have come to know as you, you are a vibrational being. When someone looks at you, they see you with their eyes and hear you with their ears, but you are presenting yourself to them and to the universe in a much more emphatic way than can be seen or heard. You are a vibrational transmitter, and you are broadcasting your signal in every moment of your existence. As you are focused in this physical body, and while you are awake, you are constantly projecting a very specific, easily identifiable signal that is instantly received, understood, and answered. Immediately, your present and future circumstances begin to change in response to the signal you are offering now. And so, the entire universe, right now, is affected by what you are offering. You are an eternal personality, focusing in the now. Your world, present and future, is directly and specifically affected by the signal that you are now transmitting. The personality that is you is really an eternal personality, but who you are right now and what you are thinking right now is causing a focusing of energy that is very powerful. This energy that you are focusing is the same energy that creates worlds, and it is in this very moment creating your world. You have a built-in, easy-to-understand guidance system within you, with indicators that help you understand the strength or power of your signal, as well as the direction of your focus. And most important, it is this very same guidance system that helps you understand the alignment of your chosen thought with the energy stream itself. Your feelings are the representatives of your guidance system. In other words, the way you feel is your true indicator of your alignment with your source, and of your alignment with your own intentions, both pre-birth and currently. Your powerful beliefs were once gentle thoughts. Every thought that has ever been thought still exists, and whenever you focus upon a thought, you activate the vibration of that thought within you. So, whatever you are currently giving your attention to is an activated thought. But when you turn your attention away from a thought, it becomes dormant, or no longer active. The only way to consciously deactivate a thought is to activate another. In other words, the only way to deliberately withdraw your attention from one thought is to give your attention to another. When you give your attention to anything, the vibration, at first, is not very strong. But if you continue to think about it or speak about it, the vibration gets stronger. So, with attention to any subject, it can become a dominant thought. As you give more and more attention to any thought, and as you focus upon it and therefore practice the vibration of it, the thought becomes an even bigger part of your vibration, and you could now call this practiced thought a belief. The longer you think thoughts, the stronger they become. Because the law of attraction is behind the expansion of your thoughts, it is not possible to give your attention to something without achieving an alignment with it to some degree. And so, the longer you ponder the thought, and the more frequently you return to the thought, the stronger your vibrational alignment becomes. As you achieve a stronger alignment with any thought, you then begin to feel emotions that indicate your increased or decreased alignment with your own source. In other words, as you give more of your attention to any subject, your emotional reading of either harmony or disharmony with who you really are becomes stronger. If the subject of your attention is in the alignment with what the source of your being knows, you would feel the harmony of your thoughts in the form of good feelings. But If the subject of your attention is not in alignment with what your source knows it to be, you would feel the disharmony of your thoughts in the form of bad feelings. Your attention to it invites it in. Every thought that you give your attention to expands and becomes a bigger part of your vibrational mix. Whether it's a thought of something you want or a thought of something you do not want, your attention to it invites it into your experience. Since this is an attraction-based universe, there is no such thing as exclusion. Everything is about inclusion. So when you see something that you would like to experience and you focus upon it, shouting yes to it, you include it in your experience. But when you see something that you would not want to experience and you focus upon it, shouting no at it, you also include it in your experience. You do not invite it in with your yes and exclude it with your no, because there is no exclusion in this attraction-based universe. Your focus is the invitation. Your attention to it is the invitation. And so, those who are mostly observers thrive in good times, but suffer in bad times, because what they are observing is already vibrating, and as they observe it, they include it in their vibrational countenance. And as they include it, the universe accepts that as their point of attraction and gives them more of the essence of it. So, for an observer, the better it gets, the better it gets. Or the worse it gets, the worse it gets. However, one who is a visionary thrives at all times. With your practiced attention to any subject, the law of attraction delivers circumstances, conditions, experiences, other people, and all manner of things that match your habitual dominant vibration. And as things begin to manifest around you that match the thoughts you have been holding, you now develop stronger and stronger vibrational habits or proclivities. And so, your once small and insignificant thought has now evolved into a powerful belief, and your powerful beliefs will always be played out in your experience. Chapter 9. The Hidden Value Behind Your Emotional Reactions. Your sense of sight is different from your sense of hearing, and your sense of smell is different from your sense of touch. But even though they are different, they are all vibrational interpretation. In other words, when you approach a hot stove, your sense of sight does not necessarily tell you that the stove is hot. Your sense of hearing and your senses of taste or smell are not usually the way you recognize a hot stove either. But as you approach the stove with your body, the sensors in your skin let you know that the stove is hot. You were born with sensitive, evolved, sophisticated translators of vibrations that help you understand and define your experience. And in that same way, you utilize your 5 physical senses to interpret your physical life experience. You were born with other sensors, your emotions, which are further vibrational interpreters that help you understand, in the moment, the experiences that you are living. Your emotions are indicators of your point of attraction. Your emotions are your indicators of the vibrational content of your being in every moment. And so, when you become aware of the feeling of your emotions, you can also be aware of your vibrational offering. And once you combine your knowledge of the law of attraction with your in-this-moment awareness of what your vibrational offering is, then you will have full control of your own powerful point of attraction. With this knowledge, you can now guide your life experience in any way you choose. Your emotions, simply, purely, and only, are about your relationship with your source. And since your emotions tell you everything that you would ever want or need to know about your relationship with your source, we often refer to your emotions as your emotional guidance system. When you made the decision to come forth into this physical body, you fully understood your emotional connection to source energy, and you knew that your emotions would be constant indicators that would let you know, in every moment, your current relationship with source energy. And so, understanding the powerful guidance that you have eternal access to, you felt no sense of risk, no sense of confusion, only a sense of adventure and true exhilaration. The emotions are indicators of your alignment with Source Energy. Your emotions indicate the degree of alignment with Source, although you can never achieve such a complete misalignment with Source that you disconnect from it altogether. The thoughts that you choose to give your attention to do give you a substantial range in alignment or misalignment with the non-physical energy that is truly who you are. And so, with time and practice, you will come to know in every moment your degree of alignment with who you really are. For when you are in full allowance of the energy of your Source, you thrive. And to the degree that you do not allow this alignment, you do not thrive. You are empowered beings. You are utterly free to create. And when you know that, and are focused upon things that are in vibrational harmony with that, you feel absolute joy. But when you think thoughts that are contrary to that truth, you feel the opposite emotions of disempowerment and bondage, and all emotions fall somewhere within that range, from joy to disempowerment. Use your emotions to feel your way back to well-being. When you think a thought that rings true with who you really are, you feel harmony coursing through your physical body. Joy, love, and a sense of freedom are examples of that alignment. And when you think thoughts that do not ring true with who you really are, you feel the disharmony in your physical body. Depression, fear, and feelings of bondage are examples of that misalignment. In the same way that sculptors mold clay into the creation that pleases them, you create by molding energy. You mold it through your power of focus, by thinking about things, remembering things, imagining things. You focus the energy when you speak, when you write, when you listen, when you are silent, when you remember, when you imagine. You focus it through the projection of thought. Like the sculptors who, with time and practice, learn to mold the clay into the precise desired creation, you can learn to mold the energy that creates worlds through the focus of your own mind. And, like the sculptors who, with their hands, feel their way as they create their vision, you will use your emotions to feel your way to well-being. Chapter 10. The Three Steps to Whatever You Want to Be, Do, or Have. The creative process is conceptually a simple one. It consists of just three steps. Step 1, your work. You ask. Step 2, not your work. The answer is given. Step 3, your work. The answer, which has been given, must be received or allowed. You have to let it in. Step 1, you ask. Because of the wonderful and diverse environment in which you are focused, step 1 comes easily and automatically, for this is how your natural preferences are born. Everything from your subtle or even unconscious desires to clear, precise, vivid ones results from the contrasting experiences of your day-to-day life. Desires, or asking, are the natural byproduct of your exposure to this environment of fantastic variety and contrast. And so, step 1 comes naturally. Step 2, the universe answers. Step 2 is a simple step for you, for it is not your work at all. Step 2 is the work of the non-physical, the work of the God force. All things that you ask for, large and small, are immediately understood and fully offered without exception. Every point of consciousness has the right and the ability to ask, and all points of consciousness are honored and responded to immediately. When you ask, it is given. Every time. Your asking is sometimes spoken with your words, but more often it emanates from you vibrationally as a constant stream of personally honed preferences, each building on the next, and each one respected and answered. Every question is answered. Every desire is given. Every prayer is answered. Every wish is granted. But the reason that many would argue with that truth, holding up examples, 48, of unfulfilled desires from their own life experiences, is because they have not yet understood and completed the very important step 3. For without the completion of this step, the existence of step 1 and 2 would go unnoticed. Step 3, you allow it in. Step 3 is the application of the art of allowing. It is really the reason your guidance system exists. It's the step whereby you tune the vibrational frequency of your being to match the vibrational frequency of your desire. In the same way that your radio tuner must be set to match the frequency of your broadcasting station you desire to hear, the vibrational frequency of your being must match the frequency of your desire. And we call that the art of allowing. That is, allowing what you are asking for. Unless you are in the receiving mode, your questions, even though they have been answered, will seem unanswered to you. Your prayers will not seem to be answered, and your desires will not be fulfilled, not because your wishes have not been heard, but because your vibrations are not a match, so you are not letting them in. Every subject is two subjects, wanted and not wanted. Every subject is really two subjects. There is that which you desire and the lack of it. Often, when you believe that you are thinking about something that you desire, you are actually thinking about the exact opposite of what you desire. In other words, I want to be well, I don't want to be sick, I want to have financial security, I don't want to experience a shortage of money, I want the perfect relationship to come to me, I don't want to be alone. What you think and what you get is always a perfect vibrational match. So it can be very helpful to make a conscious correlation between what you are thinking and what is manifesting in your life experience. But it is even more helpful if you are able to discern where you are headed even before you get there. Once you understand your emotions and the important messages they are giving you, you will not have to wait until something has manifested in your experience to understand what your vibrational offering has been. You can tell by the way you feel exactly where you are headed. Your attention must be on it, not on the lack of it. The creative process is occurring whether you are consciously aware of it or not. Because of the variety and contrast of your experience, continual new preferences are being born within you, and you are, even without knowing it, broadcasting them as requests. And in the moment that you broadcast a preference, Source Energy receives your vibrational request and, by the law of attraction, offers immediate responses, which you must then align to vibrationally. The reason that you are not always aware that your desires have been answered is because there is often a time gap between your asking, step 1, and your allowing, step 3. Even though a clear desire has emanated from you as a result of the contrast you have considered, you often, rather than giving your attention purely to the desire itself, focus back on the contrasting situation that gave birth to the desire. And in doing so, your vibration is more about the reason you have launched the desire than it is about the desire itself. For example, your automobile is getting older and is beginning to require frequent repairs. And as you begin to notice its fading beauty, you find yourself desiring a new car. And as you very much wanted that feeling of confidence that a dependable new car brings, a vibrational rocket of desire emanated from you, and Source received it fully and responded in kind, immediately. But because you were not consciously aware of the laws of the universe and the step 3 process of creation, that fresh, exhilarating feeling was short-lived for you. So, instead of immediately turning your attention towards your fresh new idea and continuing to ponder the idea of this delicious new vehicle, thus achieving vibrational harmony with your own 50 new idea, you look back at the vehicle you currently own, pointing out the reasons that you desire the new car. "This old car no longer pleases me," you conclude, not realizing that in looking at the unpleasing car, you are tuning your vibration back to it, and not forward to the new car you desire. "I really need a new car," you explain, pointing out the dents, the cracks, and the undependable performance of the old one. With each new statement of need and justification for a new car, You unwittingly reinforce the vibration of your current unpleasant situation, and in doing so, you continue to hold yourself out of vibrational alignment with your new desire and out of the receiving mode of what you are asking for. As long as you are more aware of what you do not want regarding this situation, what you do want cannot come to you. In other words, if you are predominantly thinking about your beautiful new car, then it is steadily making its way to you. But if you are predominantly thinking about your undependable current car, your dependable new car cannot move toward you. It may seem difficult to make the distinction between actually thinking about your new car and beating the drum of the old car, but once you are aware of your emotional guidance system, this distinction will be very easy for you to make. Now you hold the key to creating your every desire. Once you understand that your thoughts equal your point of attraction and the way you feel indicates your level of allowing or resisting, you now hold the key to creating anything that you desire. It is not possible for you to consistently feel positive emotion about something and have it turn out badly, just as it is not possible for you to consistently feel bad about something and have it turn out well, for the way you feel will tell you if you are allowing your natural well-being or not. Although there is no source of sickness, you may offer thoughts that disallow the natural flow of your wellness, just as you may offer thoughts that disallow the natural flow of your abundance, although there is no source of poverty. Well-being is constantly making its way to you, and if you have not learned thoughts that slow it or restrict it, you are experiencing it in all areas of your life. It does not matter where you currently stand in relationship to anything you desire. By paying attention to the way you feel and by directing your thoughts to better feeling thoughts, you can again achieve vibrational harmony with the well-being that is natural to you. Remember, as extensions of pure, positive, non-physical energy, the more in vibrational harmony you are with you, the better you feel. For example, when you're appreciating something, you are a vibrational match to who you really are. When you love someone or yourself, you are a vibrational match to who you really are. But if you are finding fault with yourself or another, you are, in that moment, offering a vibration that does not match who you really are, and the negative emotion you feel is your indicator that you have introduced a vibration of resistance and that you are no longer in the state of allowing your pure connection between the physical you and the non-physical part of you. We often refer to that non-physical part of you as your inner being or your source. It is not important what you call that source of energy or life force, but it is important that you are consciously aware of when you are allowing a full connection to it and when you are restricting it in some way. And your emotions are your constant indicators of your degree of allowing or resisting that connection. Chapter 11. With practice, you will become a joyous, deliberate creator. As you consciously consider the way you feel, you will get better and better at directing the source energy, and you will become a disciplined and joyous, deliberate creator. With practice, you will be able to achieve a focused control of this creative energy, and, like the skilled sculptor, you will take delight in the molding of this energy, which creates worlds and direct it toward your individual creative endeavors. As you focus creative energy, there are two factors to consider. First, the intensity and speed of the energy, and second, your level of allowing or resisting it. The first factor has to do with the amount of time you have spent considering your desire and to what degree you have become specific. In other words, when you have been wanting something for a long time, your summoning power is much greater than if you are thinking about it for the first time today. Also, whenever you have considered it for some time, having experienced contrast that helped you to become even more specific about it, your desire summons it in an even more powerful way. Once a desire has achieved that sort of power or speed, it is quite easy for you to feel how you are doing with the second factor, the allowing or resisting part of the equation.